Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Once again.
Holla.
It's Teddy James.
Yeah.
With your boy, Mr. Johnny Scotch.
Yeah, baby.
And we are the Red Scare.
Oh, yeah. Can you dig it?
Coming back at you one more game.
Yeah.
How you doing, Scotch?
I'm still here. Making
yeah,
that money.
Woo! Oh, we're making that money.
Hey, you know what I'm going to use my money on?
What's that?
I have a new friend. New hero that I strive to be.
You look up to somebody.
Yeah.
As that, grand
today,
and as perfect as you are, Scotch. You
today,
have somebody that you could look up to?
Today, sir.
This is a new occurrence. I'm taking it.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't happened for long. Normally, it's the other way around. People are looking up to you.
Well, you know, that's what I can do.
So what you got, Scotch?
Well, there's a guy. You know, I love my porn just as much as Jim or John or Joey.
Who doesn't love porn?
Hey, you know, you can't beat off to the golden... Well, I take that back. You can't beat off to Starsky and Hutch.
No.
So you gotta go to porn.
You can do the Golden Girls. I've done it.
Jeez, come on, Blanche. Yeah.
Why do you think... It's thank you for being a friend. Best friends I ever had.
Thank you for being a friend. So, my new hero goes by the name of James McNair.
James okay? McNair. Where's he from?
I don't know.
Doesn't even matter.
Doesn't even
What's
matter.
Going on with
doesn't
James
Doesn't even
McNair.
Matter where he's from, because if he did this in any state, he would still just... Oh, my God.
Still
he
your
have,
hero.
Should have a cape.
In Boise. He's
yeah,
the man.
This guy shows up to a church and goes, it's locked. I'm homeless. This is not good. So what's he do?
This is on a Sunday morning?
No, it's Tuesday afternoon, 3:30.
No, Tuesday, you know.
It's Tuesday afternoon.
It's Tuesday,
oh,
what?
Oh, what are you saying here? So, Tuesday, 3:37, this guy decides that he's going to entree the church.
Okay.
Breaks into the church. You know, use the phone.
He broke in because he had to use the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Must have been an important phone call. What happened?
It was. He broke into the church to... Yeah.
You really thought this through, huh?
I did. He broke into the church because he had to use the phone to call 1-800 numbers. He used the church phone...
Like sex numbers?
Yeah, he used the church phone to call sex numbers.
That's pretty hot.
I think it's hot because I'm wondering, on the other side of the phone, I know, like here, when people call, there's caller ID that pops up. What is the girl that's sitting there with the lollipop and the vibrator sounds going, oh, yeah, baby. You really? Reverend Smith, is this you? Is this you, Reverend? How does he see that? I mean, it's got to pop up with church ID on it, right? I mean, it's got to have the name on there.
A 1-900. Oh, it depends. Certain screening rooms and screening booths, they don't have the luxury of caller ID.
Right. I guess it's just
I know
the number,
there's
right?
There's a very prominent show on this station that we work at. I'm not going to name the name. We don't need to do that. But there's a very prominent show. They don't have anything.
Now, I've talked to John and Jeff, and they've said completely different than that.
That's a show. What are you talking about?
I thought it was Weekend Programming. My bad. My bad. No, so I was like, God, this guy's got to have yams in his sack to go, I'm going to break in. I mean, you could break in anywhere, but a church. Because I know you're going to hell. I'm going to hell. We know a bunch of people that are going to hell. And what I see is, what I see is this guy going, you know what? F God. F this holy sanctuary place. I'm going to call these girls, which I know they don't look like anything in the picture. I'm going to call and I'm going to listen to...
What also sounds like an exercise of... If I'm going to sin, I'm going to do it right. Right in front of the eyes of the Lord.
I was jerking off in front of a statue of Mary. I mean, this...
That means nothing to me.
It means nothing... Well, of course it means nothing to you, but what I'm saying is...
I'm a devil Jew.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to hell.
I'm on to you, Jew. Don't try your shape-shifting with me. I throw your pennies. Stay back. No, what I'm saying is, yeah, whether you believe it or not, it just seems like, God, that's cocky. You walk in there all cocky on your two legs. You wake up in the morning, you go, I'm going to jerk off in a church today. These are good times. These are good times. I'm going to go get a fifth of scotch, pick up a, you know, a jack rag, go down to the church. I'm going to sit there, jerk off.
I'm going to break into the church first.
I'm going to break into the church. Run up there, their phone bill on 1-900 numbers and jerk off in front of the Virgin Mary.
The old VM.
I mean, if there's nothing, if you can't get off to the Virgin Mary, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
She's hot. She was a hookah.
She was.
From what I heard, she was a hookah.
Hey, vey. That's Guido. That's Guido-style stuff. And so that dude, I know it's maybe not as important to everybody else that he's my hero, but that took class.
I've tossed it off in very odd places. Never in a church or a synagogue.
I've tossed it off in a church. Yes, I
have.
And
we're talking about this guy? What the hell is wrong with you, Scott? You're going to hell, dude.
I didn't make the news.
You tossed off at the church?
God gave it to me. I'm just using it. How is that my fault?
In the holy sanctuary that is your church, my
brother. I'm sorry. I was reading the jerk-off manual, and there was no like specific areas that you're not supposed to do it. I did not see...
No, but it's also like taking a crap. You know the designated area.
Where you crap.
Exactly.
Just because there's a toilet there doesn't make it a designated area. I've crapped on the side of a railroad track because I couldn't make it to a toilet.
Have you splooged on the side of a railroad track because you couldn't make it to a bathroom? Couldn't get a wad of paper?
I'm trying to think of
couldn't right. close a door?
I don't think I've jerked off on a railroad track, although that's something that I'm going to look into. No, but I did.
I wanked it on the side of a highway once.
What? You want me to tell you? I'll tell you the deepest, darkest, nastiest secret I have.
I don't
right want to
know this.
No, you do. This is great. So, I'm at this church, right? A church I used to go to as a kid. And I see the pastor's daughter. The pastor's daughter.
Oh,
who, when I was there, she was my age. I haven't been to this church in like 8-9 years. So I come back, and little Felicia is now a full-grown woman. And let me tell you something. Smoking.
You had to let one loose right there?
Hot. Dude, I was whatever, dude. I'm not listening to the Hail Mary.
Whatever,
what, dude. I'm looking over here. I raping this the preacher's daughter, and I decide, you know?
Whatever, dude.
So, I'm gonna go bust off some knuckle babies in the bathroom.
You have balls. I like balls.
So I go in the bathroom and I'm sitting there making stomach pancakes and I decide that, you know, maybe this isn't the right place, but it didn't even matter. Didn't matter to me because there was Felicia and all her glory that God gave to her. Hey, if God didn't want me to jerk off in his house, he wouldn't have allowed me to think those impure thoughts during the time of the sermon. I should be focusing.
He put that girl into your view. He put that thought in your head about that girl.
Why does the preacher have to have a hot daughter? Shouldn't the preacher have an ugly daughter that should not be...
It could be to test your faith.
Well, you know, my faith was tested, and I left it all over the bathroom walls.
Oh, Scotch, I love you. I love you, Scotch.
Ah.
You're my hero.
Tu amor.
You look up to that guy, I look up to you. That's the cycle now, brother.
God.
God damn it. This is Teddy James with my hero, Mr. Johnny Scotch.
Yeah, babe.
And we're the Red Scare.
Love you.
Hey, this is Paulie from East Coast Deli. Here to tell you about our fresh, tasty, homemade hoagies. Just like the New York-style pastrami with deli mustard and a crisp pickle. Only $6.95. Or if you like a cold hero, we have them both. Try our East Coast Deli Hero with fresh Black Forest meats and cheeses. Only $7.95. We don't stop at sandwiches. We have the finest pasta dishes the East Coast has to offer. Like chicken and Alfredo with creamy homemade Alfredo sauce and farm fresh chicken. Or pasta with meatballs with seasoned pork and hearty marinara sauce, both only $6.95. We also have some of the finest wines Italy has to offer. Come on by today and I'll throw in my famous Paulie potato chips. Fresh potatoes, thin sliced, crisp, and seasoned up at no cost to you. So stop on by and enjoy some fresh East Coast deli. We're on the corner of PCH and Main in Huntington Beach.